This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, why do I always say yes? I don't know. Something's going on. Anyways, it does not matter who the host is. How are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on today, Wednesday, Whip 'em Out Wednesday, if I may, on April the 2nd of 2025, day 92nd of the year, and only 273 days to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. And then, of course, hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yeah, Radio Big in the multiverse that we hang out in is always a good time, no doubt there, as we are talking and hanging out. So how has everything been for you? Did you get a trick-or-ickered during April Fool's Day? That's kind of always a big one to talk about. So I always like to make reference to that, because some people really get fooled by some of the things that are going on. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk real quick because there's a lot of stuff going on, little time to do so. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety. It's kind of how it is, how the way it goes. You know, it's stuff that you have requested, so that's what we go over. The reason why the news is such an important part to what we do is because we talk here to have other information to talk about when we're trying to do some of our organizational formats. You know, I try to keep it as close to real time of the things that are going on because you need something to talk about. If you start giving me standards and kind of weird rules at the place that you live, or at the place that you work, you know, that kind of thing, it throws me off. It makes me wonder. It makes me ponder and all that other kind of fun stuff. So, want to reference that, of course. But with that being said, why don't we tell you how you can get in contact with us? If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is normally the best way of doing so. But once you do that and go to callinradio.com, it changes everything. Why? Because it's going to give you a video, it's going to give you some audio options, and then it's going to give you some text messaging options. So the options are yours, of course, on whatever you want to do. Want to make sure you keep a hold of that one. So with that being said, let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think that's going to be importante.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so if I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a first for human space travel, and we'll talk about that. A member of The Who reveals hearing loss, and the actor Dave Coulier. Updates his cancer journey. Talk about that as we get into show business. Also, a lip reader shares what Morgan Wallen said before leaving the stage. Details and casting calls. Why do people always do that? Like, are we sure? Because, like, if you are hanging out with us and you're doing the video stream aspect, I could probably say olive juice. And it looks so close to I love you that the expert must be very expert, because we used to do that shit in high school. Or was it junior high? I can't remember anymore. So, a lot of stuff there. Also, Megan Sussex finally debuted some of her offerings. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So, we have all kinds of people hanging out with us here from Feature Story News. And they kind of let you know everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. They try to make it simple for me. So, why don't we start talking to them? Should I? I think we should. There should be an aspect here of what we do. So let's get into the news, because, hey, we need to give you some news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump is preparing to announce tariffs that could deliver a sharp blow to the global economy. He's due to unveil sweeping import taxes later on what the American president is calling Liberation Day. President Trump insists the US has been unfairly treated by trading partners, but critics say a trade war will harm consumers. Former editor at the Financial Times, Lionel Barber, says the president's goals are clear.
He wants to turn America into a manufacturing superpower. That's the first goal. It's to bring back manufacturing jobs to America. And he thinks he can do that by imposing tariffs, barriers against the likes of the Chinese. So it's too expensive to export to America. Second thing he wants to do is he's looking already at his legacy. He wants to be a great American president. These are the biggest economic measures in terms of protectionism for a century.
Israel says it's expanding military operations in Gaza. Defense Minister Israel Katz says large areas of the territory will be seized and become part of so-called security zones. Rescue workers are still pulling people out from debris in Myanmar 5 days after the earthquake that hit Southeast Asia. The death toll has now crossed 2,700, and at least 441 people are still missing. Ishan Gurg reports.
United Nations says the need for those impacted are rising by the hour in Myanmar. One of the poorest countries in the region has been shocked by the 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck near its second largest city, Mandalay, on Friday. There's been widespread structural damage, which is slowing down relief efforts. In one case, workers had to move rubble and bricks by hand to rescue a five-year-old and a pregnant woman due to lack of heavy machinery. Relief teams and aid packages from at least half a dozen countries are pouring in, but aid workers say getting that material in a country in the middle of an armed conflict between the military government and its local opponents is proving to be tough. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
The Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. Best known for roles in Top Gun, Heat and Batman Forever, his daughters told US media he died from pneumonia on Tuesday. Val Kilmer was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but later recovered, although surgery affected his speech and curtailed his career. Entertainment journalist Sean Mandel says he was an iconic figure.
There are very few actors who can reach that level of leading man, superstardom, can captivate the world in that way, but then also can sub in as a supporting player in a way that steals the show.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the conviction for embezzlement of French far-right leader Marine Le Pen, a ruling on Monday in a French court that could sideline her from the country's next presidential election, in which she was perceived to have a greater chance than ever before of winning the keys to the Élysée Palace. For Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party, the verdict creates turmoil because she's considered the embodiment of the French populist right, and it's not clear that her likely success, Jordan Bardella, aged 29, has the necessary skill to lead the party to victory. Reporter Peter Allen in Paris says the judge in the case is now in Marine Le Pen's crosshairs.
The faithful of the National Rally will want to portray Marine Le Pen as Joan of Arc, the great martyr for the cause, somebody who has been treated abominably by politically motivated judges. I disagree with that idea. I know the trial judge quite well in this particular case. She follows the money. That's what she's been doing for years and has a lot of high-profile convictions behind her. She's currently receiving threats and the police guard around her home has been strengthened. The appeal court over here and the Ministry of Justice, they've called for people to respect the judiciary.
Marine Le Pen plans to appeal the conviction, and echoing Donald Trump, she has described the embezzlement charges that date back to 2004 as a political witch hunt against her. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's preparing to announce tariffs that could deliver a sharp blow to the global economy, but that he says will boost American manufacturing. Israel says it's expanding military operations in Gaza. Rescue workers are still pulling people out from debris in Myanmar 5 days after the earthquake hit Southeast Asia. And the Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, self-implosion and airwaves. What a great combination of things to do. No doubt right there whatsoever. Currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, well, it's not Freeform Friday. It's Whip About Wednesday. I almost got that confused right there. You know, when you live in the chair, that's what happens sometimes. Okay, so let's talk about it because it's a big day for some, as we'll be taking a look. But tariff talk, President Trump is expected to approve an unprecedented sweeping tariffs today that he says will go into effect tomorrow. The program will likely implement reciprocal tariffs, meaning that tax applies to goods coming from countries already taxing imports from the United States. Other plans suggest that a blanket 20% tariff on almost all imported goods. Trump says that let's phrase this properly. Trump has and still not concretely said publicly which strategy he'll pursue. Worth noting, conventional classical economics tariffs go like this. But classical economics also makes assumptions that participants in a market act rational and pursue the most efficient outcome. In the global marketplace, other countries are not acting rationally or seeking the most efficient way for these results, evident by ramping up authoritarian corruption, choking much of the West. China certainly pursues economic growth at a significant environmental and human cost. Trump's tariffs scheme brings much needed equilibrium to that chaos. This is according to what one of the editors said. So I don't know. How do you feel about this? Do you think that tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and shit's going to be a lot more expensive? I'm just asking. Because you know that some stuff's going to happen tomorrow. Overall, good, bad, or indifferent, depending on how you take a look at it. So, something's going to cost more that didn't cost as much as it does today. Hands down. Don't care what it is. Take one item. And some people are going to be pissed. And some people are going to be happy. It's just, that's how it goes. Some people are just not happy. And some people are just are happy about everything. So, I don't know. What we're going to have to take a look at is reaction-wise is the market. That's going to be the big part. The market is going to tell you what it wants and what it doesn't want. Envision this just for a moment. Maybe I shouldn't jump ahead. Envision this as a construct, as something that's giving you information back. It's kind of how it works. It's like the sandbox. If you're into computer programming, you'll know that. The sandbox is where you play stuff and you try it out and see how it's going to go. And from that particular point, you kind of make an idea of what's going to happen. Let's get the triangle there. So there you go. A lot of stuff to think about as we are talking. I know some people won't be happy that we're talking about tariffs and politics. You know, that's a great way to start off the morning. But that's the thing. Some people will be making mad dashes today. Especially when that thing's going to be announced. Okay, take a listen to this one. The federal government will seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione. If convicted on his charges, the federal case accuses Mangione for stalking and murdering United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, as well as first-degree murder and murder in the furtherance of the terrorism by the New York State. Worth noting, federal prosecutors will have not but a formal indictment and are waiting to see what the state's case plays first, is according to BBC. So I guess, am I understanding this correctly? If things don't start going the way that you want, the feds will jump in and do otherwise. Just saying. Some things to think about here. Take a listen to this one. The last May, 76-year-old Mildred Samurulta of Pennsylvania brought a lottery ticket that entitled her to $2.5 million jackpot. Then she accidentally left the ticket in a jacket that she donated to a veterans charity. According to lottery rules, she has a year to claim the winning. With deadlines just weeks away on May the 8th, lottery officials say that there's nothing they can do unless she has the winning ticket. In the meantime, if you got a donated jacket, check a cash 5 ticket with the numbers 14, 22, 33, 35, 38. Let's make sure we do that again. 14, 22, 33, 35, 38. And yeah, you might have $2.5 million inside of that thing. It's just the way that it works. So there you go. Okay, humans have now for the first time flown in space in orbit around the Earth poles. The private Fram 2 mission launched on SpaceX rocket Monday evening as Bitcoin zillionaire Chang Wang financed his commanding the mission. He joined by three other space tourists from Norway, Germany, and Australia. The mission so far has produced the first videos from space of Earth poles on a crewed mission. And when I say crewed, it's C-R-E-W-E-D. I don't want it to be confused as I say that. So what do you think? Crewed mission. Seeing the poles. Yep. How the world turns. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on this morning. Okay, homicide detective from Rostock, Germany, called off a recent murder investigation after the charred corpse turned out to be made of synthetic material found by a dog walker near a demolition site. Detectives and pathologists closed off the area to preserve and collect evidence. 5 hours into the investigation, one of the officers touched the body for the first time and quickly realized that it was thought to be human, but was actually a female sex doll. Yep. I said that. Female sex doll. No word on why the bird doll was stuffed into a blue plastic bag and disposed of on the site. Real or fake, the same thing happened in 2022 to Georgia officers responding to a call of a female body found near a hiking trail in the Hitachi National Forest. At first glance, it appeared that the homicide investigation, but officers soon realized the body was actually a discarded sex toy. This is according to Telegraph. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there, no doubt whatsoever, as we are talking. What, could you imagine that? You have a whole scene shut down because you thought something was going on, and then you come to find out that, hey, you've been researching some stuff about a sex toy. It's probably not going to be a really good what's going to end up happening next after that whole thing.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Yep. Rated R Safety Show, 23 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about this. Actress Sean Barbara Allen has died. She passed away of Alzheimer's disease in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on Monday. Allen is best known for starring in The Waltons. She was 78. Also in some baby news, actress Jennifer Lawrence welcomed baby Numero Dos with her husband, art dealer Cookie Maroney. She's 34 and he's 40. No details about the birth of the newborn have been shared. The couple also has a 3-year-old son, Cy. So there you go. Congratulations to her. And him, of course. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's get into the swamp because, you know, that's what we do with during this cycle of time. Democrats scored a major victory in Wisconsin on Tuesday, electing liberal Susan Crawford to the state Supreme Court. In a bizarre and inconsistent twist, voters did codify a voter identification law into the state constitution. So there is that. I don't know. I look at a lot of things that happen and I get confused on good, bad, or indifferent on how people look at things. Do you really truly believe that the Democrats, as people talk about it, don't really want voter identification? I don't know. I mean, you hear some of the stuff that legend media will bring to you. It's weird. It's weird all across the board. I don't know what to believe. I remember there was this thing that I saw many, many moons ago on John Oliver on how there was a whole bunch of Sinclair stations that were trying to say on how they were bringing the news. And, you know, it was not driven by anything else. And it was every Sinclair station saying the exact same thing. It's a, of course, it's sound program, but that was a few years back. I haven't seen that in a while, but it's very interesting if you catch a clip of it. I believe I saw that on Last Week Tonight, if I remember correctly. So let's talk about this. Senator Cory Booker spoke for over 24 hours on the floor of the Senate on Monday evening into Tuesday, setting the record for the longest speech given there. At 25 hours and 4 minutes, Booker held the floor for the duration, but was given a break by some other colleagues to ask long rambling questions to give him a break. The whole time he protested the Trump administration or something. In other words, Booker pulled this stunt to gain some social media name recognition ahead of the inevitable presidential campaign. Hasn't this been done before or something along those lines? Didn't the senator out of Texas do that? Now I'm not going to remember the guy's name because I just don't. I have to explain here sometimes that we talk about this politics stuff because we have to. I mean, there's no doubt. We have to dive into some of this. It's Cruz, by the way. That's the guy's name. Last name's Cruz. But because we have to. But I hate this. This whole political talk about anything, period. It's just weird. I'm not a big sports fan team thing either. Like that whole thing where these people show like super alliances to these sports teams, like basketball teams, baseball teams, football teams, and so on, about, oh my God, we did this, we did that, and all that shit. I don't understand that. That's something for somebody else to get. Cool. If you love your football team, your hometown football team, some other football team, good for you. That is not for me, and I do not understand people's allegiance to that stuff. So sometimes it's like times 10 when it comes to politics. Like people will die on the vine for the politics stuff, and I don't get that either. I have never been involved in any kind of a system that I agree with something 100%. Like there is nothing that I have looked at and I said, oh my God, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And regardless of what they tell me, that is the correct method. Nope. Think for yourself with some of these things. I could never tell you either that I have actually been inside of the voter's box and elected every single person on one side of a party. Just not what I do. I look at what I like. I look at what makes sense to me and go from there. Some people don't like that. It's like you have to have some weird allegiance to stuff. In regards of, you can't be your own person. You must settle for this. I know some people are going to be pissed off about that stuff, but it's the reality of it. It's like, let's make sure that you're doing what is right for what you think is for right for you and the greater good. It's get weird at time. It gets weird at time. And listen, people get, what I like is I have to say this because I just think it's funny. That certain people out there that I know in particular treat the whole thing of social media as it's their personal journal, especially when it comes to the politics stuff, about how great it is or how terrible it is. And what I always find interesting with the whole thing is how you word stuff on there. Are you trying to change somebody's mind or are you just trying to make yourself feel better? Because if you're trying to change someone's mind, I get it. But sometimes the approach is crucial. Opposed to you just kind of running and raving and so on with that stuff. I know some people are not going to love this.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the numbers. The Dow slipped by 11 points to close at 41,989 on Tuesday. The S&P ticked up by 21 points to close at 5,633. And the NASDAQ increased by 150 points to close at 17,449. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Tuesday. And Bitcoin rebounded on Tuesday, up 3% and trading over $85,000. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $30 million jackpot or a $13.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is the opportunity to do so. Okay, so let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world. No doubt here, the Who frontman Roger Daltrey says that he's going deaf and blind. The joys of getting old mean that you go deaf. And he told the crowd in London's Royal Albert Hall during the show, I also have gotten the joy of going blind. Fortunately, I still have my voice, he added. Daltrey turned 81 last month. This is according to Sky News. And some other information, Dave Coulier is cancer-free. The good news comes after nearly 5 months after sharing that he had been diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Coulier's Full House co-star Candace Cameron Bure and John Stamos celebrated the announcement on social media. This is according to the EW. What else do we got? Okay, a pair of masked gun-toting thieves broke into a former football player's Richard Sherman's home over the weekend. Surveillance footage from the cameras inside of the house show two men wandering around the room with guns and duffel bags. Sherman's wife, Ashley Moss, posted a screen grabs of the burglars on social media asking followers to help identify the men. No word on who, if anyone, was home at the time. Or what was taken. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. What else do I got? Okay, sports analyst Nick Wright blames Taylor Swift for his fizzled out friendship with Travis Kelce. Speaking about the situation on his podcast, What's Right? That's W-R-I-G-H-T with Nick Wright. Wright says that he and Kelce have not talked. Since the latter started dating Swift. Despite the distance, Wright's name brought up in a recent episode of Kelce's New Heights podcast as a future potential guest, so stay tuned. We'll see what happens there. What else is going on? Let's keep it at that. And I guess it's time to go into our main story, because that seems like the right thing to do.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, Rated R Safety Show, main story time. And it's time to talk about this because, listen, as we start getting into more generative AI stuff, the more things I look at, the more things get interesting to me in regards of us hanging out. So where do I want to start today? Where do I want to go down inside of some of these conversations? Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the simple process. Let's talk about simple things that go on out there. You're familiar with AI. I can say the name of that device that's owned by Amazon, and I can call it by name, and it starts with the letter A, but if I say it out loud and you're playing this out loud, it's going to make it go off. But it has a female name that sounds like Alex, but you add an A. And then you have the one that's on your phone for most people who carry an Apple phone, which is Siri. And you can do some interactions there, too. And that's probably what you're familiar with AI. Now, I'm going to bring up a brand right quick, but I just want to make sure that we don't set anybody off as I'm talking about this. But you are aware that here, well, in wherever they sell this vehicle, Tesla has vehicles currently, if you have it, under a subscription service, or maybe you've even bought the whole thing outright, that the car essentially drives itself. You still have to do some level of a supervision to it, but it is known as full self-driving. They call it an FSD. And of course, that is a version of AI. It is taking all the data points that it has, and the car will legitimately drive you around. That's what it does. You also have other AIs that you work with. Some people have things that trigger other events. So let's talk real quick. As some people set up these requirements, these notices that take place on Google, that if a word gets named, you get emails related to what it's referencing. That's something that's out there as well. Now, I look at all this stuff and I go, this is great AI stuff that's out there. But here's where I start getting kind of worried when it comes to certain things. You are aware that just like with anything else, and we're talking our AI, artificial intelligence, Apple intelligence for some people that are out there. But when you start taking a look at this data or take a look at what they do, it is only as the good as the information provided. So let's use the example of ChatGPT, because that's probably one of the most popular ones that's out there that people will associate with AI. People at the very beginning had a hard time interacting with some of it because they didn't understand how to prompt it, meaning that you had to put information in to get information back out. And as good as the prompt was, that's how good the information that it returned. So good data in, hopefully good data out. Now, keep in mind, too, that some of these systems, when they first came out, there was so much bad data that was there that it did get that when it would give you a response, things would change. Now, we've talked about this before, so I have to make a few more references to this. As you go through this and hear about artificial intelligence, AI, if we may, and you start hearing about these sites that record everything. And I'm talking about record everything from the standpoint of you have surveillance cameras. They're watching the workers work. They're watching the workers do what needs to be done. Do you think that the data that it's getting will be used at some point on what is called a humanoid? And let me explain what a humanoid is in case you don't know. It is a robot that looks very similar to a human, almost built same structure-wise on appearance, that can do the work based on the data points that it's given. Do you think that that's where we're getting? And how good would that be for artificial intelligence standpoints? Now, keep in mind today, and if you have a car that drives itself, you are trusting an AI, if you use that feature, that you're betting your life, let's be realistic, that the vehicle can do all the moves without an issue. I know, some people will not like the wording of that, and that's okay. Those things happen.
Duh.
But you have to look at it as that's what you're betting. So, if the humanoid thing does happen, the work environment, of course, changes. But what are you willing to bet to make sure that the work gets done? Because it's going to change everything if that's the aspect of where everything goes. Do you look at this as a good thing? Do you look at this as a bad thing? Do you think for what you currently do now for work, how will it look at your safety protocols? Because that's still going to be important to some aspect. Because listen, if something goes wrong, the system does not know normally. It'll just continue going and going and going and going and going. Like, hey, listen, if somebody's standing in a way of something and it does not have sensors to see it, it's not like it's going to go, oh, make a conscious decision. It's just going to hit it and go. Not saying that's what's going to happen with the cars. Let's just make sure that we understand that. But I'm just giving an example here. How do you think this is going to change everything? I know. I'm not going to say the future is scary, but I'm also going to say, hey, what are we trusting with these AI things? I mean, there's a lot of stuff to incorporate here. And if you start thinking about AI and blockchain and all that stuff, the world can get extremely interesting as we move forward.
Oops.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no.
This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Okay, here we are, 46 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, doing our thing. Of course, still listening to some Great Toe Musico, because that's what we do. This is Hairpin with Coyote. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yep, always a good time taking a listen around on what's going on, no doubt there. So there you go. We'd like to thank Coyote for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do around here. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you about, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Yep, healing is possible. All you need to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Once you get their information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Tell you, go there. It could change your life. Not a joke, being extremely serious as I said that. TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Let's talk about some other things going on. A new dating app is promising to match you up with someone without seeing their face. Tribal blurs users' profile photos to potentially matches for 72 hours. By doing this, it claims to encourage daters to focus on the person behind the screen and foster a deeper conversation, leading to more meaningful interactions created by a clinical psychologist. Tribal also functions as a friendship fighter. It connects users based on shared values, interests, and communication styles based on scientific-based questions posed to the members while users aren't able to see possible matches for 72 hours. They are also allowed to hear their voice, adding a layer of human connection, said the app creator. Oh, great. So now I get ghosted after I get attached. Just saying. In 72 hours, it's a long time to emotionally commit to someone who might have a soul patch. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of stuff there to talk about. Think about it for a moment. It gets weird. A lot of it gets weird when we start talking about all of this stuff. Anyways, you know who doesn't go into the weird? That's John Smoltz. You know what we should do? We should probably bring him in here and let him talk a little bit about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. Because that, I mean, if there's some dude that's motivated, that would be the guy. That guy's motivated about everything in life, which is a good thing. Not a bad thing. Don't take it as a dig. I like that guy. Great guy. Here's some John
Smoltz. Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Vince. Napoleon Hill said, "Your big opportunity may be right where you are now." Excellent point. Let's look at this through the lens of careers. I worked at a radio station where a young man had put in many years, but he was ready to go to the next level. So he quit and he became a competitor. Right after he quit, the manager above him retired, and somebody else got that job, the one he had been waiting for but thought he would never get. The manager was very sad that things happened the way they did. He even said, "I sure wish we could have talked before he left. I would have announced my retirement sooner." Sometimes your next big thing is right here.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. We are called to stand for truth, regardless of the cost, but we must always walk humbly and in love. In the past, we've spoken truth, but without love. As a result, we have been perceived as judgmental. Now, some believers refuse to address the issues at all, lest they be perceived as intolerant. Both extremes miss a mark. Truth without love is harsh and judgmental, even as love without truth is permissive. But when we speak the truth in love, it is transformational. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." Lord Jesus, help us to speak the truth without being harsh, and to show love without being permissive. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
President Donald Trump has threatened military action against Iran if it does not agree to a new nuclear deal.
In a statement, Trump warned that there will be bombing if negotiations do not proceed. Iran has rejected direct negotiations with the U.S., according to state media reports. The standoff raises concerns about escalating tensions in the Middle East. Liam White reporting.
North Korean apples are now being sold in Russian supermarkets, highlighting increased cooperation between the two nations. The apples are priced at 169 rubles per kilogram and join other North Korean products previously banned by international sanctions.
This development reflects Russia's departure from United Nations sanctions imposed on North Korea for its nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The partnership follows a comprehensive agreement signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Donald Trump proposed new tariffs on imported automobiles takes effect today, citing national security concerns.
The proposed 25% tariffs have drawn criticism from international leaders and domestic consumers alike. Economists warn that these tariffs could lead to increased vehicle prices and potential retaliation from trading partners. The administration maintains that the measures are necessary to protect American industries. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Wisconsin Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge regarding Elon Musk's $1 million payments to voters.
The court's decision effectively allows the payments to proceed, despite controversy over their legality. Critics argue that such payments could influence electoral outcomes and set a concerning precedent. Supporters contend that the contributions are a form of political expression protected under the First Amendment. Kyle Norris reporting.
A 70-year-old man in Florida has been arrested after allegedly driving his vehicle into another man exiting a truck adorned with pro-Trump flags.
The incident occurred in a parking lot, leading to charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities report that the victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect is being held pending further investigation. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Actor Richard Chamberlain, renowned for his roles in Shogun and The Thornbirds, has passed away at the age of 90.
Chamberlain died in Waimanalo, Hawaii, due to complications following a stroke. His career spanned several decades, earning him acclaim in both television and film. Fans and colleagues have expressed their condolences and celebrated his contributions to the arts. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, yes, on Radio Big, 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. And thank you for all the people sending stuff in. It has made this other side of the equation kind of interesting, just to say that. Anyways, let's take a look at back on this day, some things that happened back in 2020. The number of COVID-19 cases hit 1 million. With 51,485 deaths that happened back on this day in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Emma Myers turns 23. Sophie Reynolds turns, 26. Austin Riley, 28. Zach Bryan turns 29. Quavo turns 34. Jesse Plano turns 37. Carius Miller, 42. Bethany Joy Lenz turns 44. Bobby Bones, 45. Michael Fassbender turns 48. Pedro Pascal turns 50. Rosalind Sanchez turns 52. Christopher Maloney turns 64. And Linda Hunt turns 80 today. Turns 80 today, just for information purposes. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let's talk about some of those. It's National Peanut Butter Day. Well, Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. National Walking Day. Autism Awareness Day, International Children's Book Day, National DIY Day, National Ferret Day, and National Reconciliation Day. So go reconcile with someone after you did some terrible April Fool's Day joke. Wouldn't that be the reason, or am I looking at that the wrong way?
Duh.
Okay, so let's talk about some other stuff real quick. If you need a rando ando for today, let me give you that. So if you need a random joke, I always regret making a good first impression. There's no way I can keep that up. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What product do you wish a company would make a smart version of, or what product should they never have connected to the internet? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. When this household item was invented, it was rejected because it was considered excessive and too feminine. What is it? It's actually a fork. Yeah, a fork. Think about that for a moment. Okay, so that's going to sum it up. That's it. That is our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. We'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment. Would love to see you over there if you want to come over there. RadioBig.fm. If not, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Want to be happy? Stop trying to be perfect. Easy. It's the easiest way. So there you go. That sums it up. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.